Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
As the Drifters bring this back, 17 till the hour. That's from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3. That book's won 5 international awards. TheThirdIngredient.com. Dr. Marilyn Singleton is here. She's back. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust, board-certified anesthesiologist, president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS. She's also an attorney, and that means she's very smart, very accomplished, and she has some things to say, and we like hearing what she has to say. Marilyn, thanks again for being here. We just had an election. We just had a midterm. There are a number of lessons in that election, aren't there? A number of different kinds of elections, not just on politics, right? A lot of it on sociology. What do you think?
Absolutely. One of the things that struck me in the election was suddenly we were all supposed to be bowing down to the stars because women were elected to Congress, and I just thought, what is this? We all want women to advance. My goodness, I'm a woman who advanced before women were advancing. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to succeed. But what happened to ideas? What happened to saying, I'm going to vote for this person because they, whatever, believe in small businesses being the backbone of the country, or they believe in health savings accounts to help us pay our health care bill, et cetera. No, I'm going to vote for her because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And it's silly, and it starts a very bad trend.
The irony is, while they're accusing me of being sexist if I say I'm not going to vote for her, they're being sexist by telling me I should vote for her because she's a woman, right?
Exactly, but they don't see the other side of the coin. And if that's how you define yourself, is I am woman, and that's all you're supposed to think about me, then okay, then I think you're perfectly allowed to say, well, I'm sorry, I don't.
But
want
see,
a
they
woman.
Did the same. They did the same thing with. They did
competent.
The same thing with race, though. I mean, I never disparaged President Obama personally on this show. I disparaged his policies because they hurt small businesses. But I never disparaged him. But when I did in some circles, I was considered a racist.
Well, and this is what bothers me. And certainly as a black person, I just think if somebody wants to criticize me, criticize it. I did a poor job when I delivered that anesthetic, or I did a poor job when I gave that talk or whatever, and get us back to being able to say, well, she did a poor job, and not have someone say, oh, well, you're just a racist and a sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And because guess what? Women can do poor jobs. Men can do poor jobs. Black people, white people, all people can do bad jobs, just like they can all do good jobs on whatever their task is. And that's what we have to refocus on. Back to Martin Luther King's idea that it's the content of our character, not our skin, not our gender.
Well, that's exactly right. But yet, it's as if the part that bothers me, and I'm going to put a fine point on this, it's not just women, but a certain kind of woman. It's not just a black person, a person of color, regardless of their ethnicity. It's a certain kind of ethnicity, because I mean they want you to vote for women, but they hail the election of women, but they only do that for certain kinds of women, right?
Yes, and that is so bothersome. Now excuse me, as a Stanford grad, I have a soft spot for Condoleezza Rice, and I was appalled at the treatment she got by the media. And it just had nothing to do with policies or your objection to the war or anything like this. Having cartoons of her and Aunt Jemima hats and saying that she was Bush's house, you know what, and all this.
How is that acceptable? How is that acceptable when if anybody had done anything on the other side, they would have been put in jail and habeas corpus would have been suspended.
Absolutely, and we've already seen it. Just as you mentioned, just if somebody were to criticize President Obama, meaning his policies, that they say, "Oh, I don't like President Obama," well, then you must be a racist.
Right.
And it really the bothersome part is you talk about not having free speech or not being able to have a discussion, an open discussion about serious issues we have in our society, you know, run the gamut. Certainly my focus is healthcare, but there's a whole lot of other things that we have to talk about. And if you can't say a single word without someone jumping down your throat, all discussion is empty.
Isn't whenever someone does that, whenever they pull the victim card, the gender card, the race card, or whatever, whenever they pull that, aren't they admitting that their ideas are bankrupt?
Oh, I agree. It's when all else fails, pull the gender card, the race card.
It's an example of bankruptcy of ideas. Marilyn, I need your website, please.
Okay. AAPSonline.org.
Okay, so check that out. Right back with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. I want to ask her about healthcare. Where are we on that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.